You know, you've achieved mortality when you get to be known as one by one name, maybe like Cher or something. Locally, it's Ross or Herb, Ebby. And when you say Boone, everybody knows exactly who you're talking about. We lost Boone Pickens today. And he was just an absolutely remarkable man. He always surprised us. We always enjoyed talking to him. And boy, we talked to him about a jillion times on this show. One of my favorites was on the occasion of his 88th birthday. But 88 years old, that's pretty good. So what's the secret? It's not getting up every morning and doing all the exercises you're doing, is it?
I don't know. Genes, you got to give somebody credit. But my dad lived to be 90. And anyway, he hung around a long time. My mother had a problem, but she'd have gone to 100. Her sister went to 95. So anyway, thank God the Lord has left me here to see this presidential race. Thank goodness for that, because if I'd have gone to heaven 5 years ago and you'd shown up in the morning and brought me up to date on what happened, I would have gone to the gatekeeper and said, "How'd this liar get in here? This isn't what happened. It couldn't have happened." And anyway, I'm glad to be here.
So 88 years, were most of them pretty good?
Yeah, they were. I mean, I can't complain. If somebody said, "How many out of the 60 years you've been in the oil business, out of school, how many of those were good in the oil business?" And I said, "I can name five really good ones out of the 65. They said, "Well, were those losers?" No, they weren't losers. There sure were some losers in there, but you know, you had years where you made a living. It was hand to mouth, but I can remember five that were great years.
How do you succeed in the oil business over the years? Is it more important to be right, or is it more important to know when you're not right and get out?
Well, I haven't found a place to get out. I get stuck in because I don't know any other business. But I know what you mean. If you have long positions, and I'm in the commodity almost all the time, either long or short, and I'm a geologist, so I'm more of a bull than a bear. But I made a lot of money on the short side at times, but timing's everything. And if you go back and look at my record and analyze it, you say, "Man, he had good direction, but he wasn't too good on timing sometimes."
How do you celebrate an 88th or maybe an 89th birthday? Did you ever think about jumping out of an airplane like the former president?
I thought about that two or three times without a parachute. Market was bad. Thought about jumping out the window. One time my dad said, "You know what?" He said, "I'm about ready. You've been such a pain in the ass, I'm about ready to jump out a window." But said, "Know this, when I jump out, I'm going to push you in front of me." So anyway, I'm not keen about doing what President Bush did, jump out of an airplane.
Then there was one time, Boone Pickens is the admitted oracle of oil, but he was also the king of natural gas. And natural gas prices were absolutely plummeting at the time. And I asked him if it was ever going to come back. Okay, one last thing. As the champion of natural gas, you got to declare victory. Natural gas has eased out every other source there is. The coal mining business pretty well drying up. Does demand come back for natural gas? Do we ever see those prices again?
Well, demand is up for natural gas. If there's anything wrong with the demand, your problem is you're oversupplied. Same thing as oil. You did this exactly the same thing. You had 1,400 rigs running for natural gas, and today you've got 100. Why? Because you oversupplied the market. Oil, you had 1,600 rigs, now you've got 500. You oversupplied, shut down the rigs. I'd hate to be a drilling contractor today, I'll tell you that.
I think a lot of them sitting in Piggly Wiggly parking lots right now, Boone Pickens.
If we were in Midland today and went to the coffee shop and saw the faces of those guys out there, it would take two barbers to shave every one of them. They'd have such a long face.
He was a titan. He was a rock star well into his early 90s, and he was our friend, and we're going to miss him. That's Boone Pickens. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.